And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're going to jump in my time machine. I just got back from the You Break It, We Fix It shop, and my time machine is ready to go. We're going to go back to a place and a time called the 1990s. The reason we're going to go back to the 1990s is because there are some things from the 1990s that you and I remember, things that were considered beloved, things that were considered brand new. New and shiny things that occurred in 1990. But here's the caveat. For all the things that I disclosed to you on today's show, all of them are no more, except for one. One of them still endures. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about a place called Wet Seal. Do you remember Wet Seal? You don't remember Wet Seal? Well, Wet Seal was the place for the trendiest styles in the 1990s, from LEI and mud jeans to lingerie-style camisoles. I mean, they sold it all. But between fierce competition from similar brands and lawsuits with pricey payouts, the company hemorrhaged cash quickly in the 2010s. By 2015, it was forced to file for bankruptcy. And by the end of 2017, all of Wet Seal's brick-and-mortar stores had closed. Now, today, there are only remnants of Wet Seal that are abounding in online stores, and you can find the occasional pair of Wet Seal jeans at your favorite thrift store. So we got to say goodbye to the Wet Seal. What about Borders? No, I'm not talking about the Borders of our country. I'm talking about Borders, the bookstore. Yeah, do you know that Barnes & Noble wasn't the only giant bookseller in town? Once upon a time, back in 1990, kids were also hitting up their local Borders and Walden Books, both part of the Borders Group Incorporated. Whether they needed a summer reading book or were on the hunt for a new CD, Borders was the place to do it, especially with the store's free rewards plan. But sadly, the company liquidated all of its assets in 2011, and it's gone. Borders is in the past. It's gone. What about Sharper Image? Do you remember Sharper Image? More importantly, do you remember the Sharper Image catalog? I mean, I think the catalog was the neatest thing ever, especially back in the 1990s. And if you were a kid in the 1990s, one of the best parts of going to the mall was stopping in the Sharper Image store and testing out all the massage chairs you knew you couldn't afford, right? You remember going in there and sitting in those things going, wow, if I just had $4,000, I could buy this thing. Well, unfortunately, though, this is a luxury between tweens and teens growing up that they will never get to experience. Because in 2008, Sharper Image closed all of its retail stores and it liquidated its remaining inventory, living on only via the internet. I think you can go out there and you can find some Sharper Image stuff today on the internet, but it's not the massive store that it used to be. What about Sports Authority? Yeah, in the 1990s, little leaguers and little soccer stars didn't go to Dick's Sporting Goods to get their stuff. They went to the Sports Authority. And for a long time, the store was, well, the authority in everything athletics. But in 2016, it was forced to file for bankruptcy, close all of its stores, and sell its brand name and intellectual property to Dick's Sporting Goods. So Sports Authority lives on in the Dick's Sporting Goods line, but Sports Authority is no more. What about The Limited? Do you remember The Limited? I mean, The Limited was once a favorite amongst women and casual chicks alike with its mix-and-match suiting and closet staples. But the only remnants that remain of The Limited are cherished memories and the store's online shop. After more than 50 years in business, the brand was forced to file for bankruptcy in the early 2010s, technically in 2017, and it had to close down all of its stores. All of them, gone. What about Charlotte Russe? Gone. What about KB Toys? Gone. And my personal favorite, Toys R Us, Toys R Us, gone. Lifestyles Unlimited is the premier education and mentoring group for real estate investing. We were founded in 1990, and we have been teaching our program to both the beginner and the advanced investor. We mentor on all forms of residential real estate, from single-family homes to several hundred-unit apartment communities. Many of our members have never owned investment real estate before. It's true. We guide members step-by-step through property locating, evaluating, negotiating, financing, closing, rehabs, leasing, and the overall management of your asset. Our mission is to teach new members how to supplement or replace their earned income with passive income, thereby reducing their dependence on jobs, pensions, Social Security, or savings programs like your IRA or your 401k. We are unique in providing individual custom mentoring through the natural progression of the real estate investor. Pretty cool stuff. We were established in 1990 by Del Walmsley. He founded the company, and our mission is to teach our members how to supplement or replace their earned income with passive income, thereby reducing their dependence on jobs, pensions, Social Security, and savings programs like, I'll say it again, the IRAs and the 401ks. Again, we are unique in providing individual customized mentoring through the natural progression of the real estate investor. So who's this Del Walmsley guy? Who is he, and why did he found Lifestyles Unlimited back in 1990? Well, 2.5 years after he started investing in real estate, Del Walmsley was able to retire at the ripe old age of 34. Now, we tell you this not to impress you, but to impress upon you. If he can do it, you can do it too. And I know you can. Look, if I can do it, you can do it too. If let's just sum it all up. Del Walmsley, former professional bodybuilder. Al Gordon, former professional soldier. The two of us were engaged in a business model that a lot of people think we're not so smart. They do. They think we're kind of dumb. They think that athletes are dumb, right? We know differently today, but back in the 1990s, I mean, muscle-bound athletes were considered not the brightest bunch of people. Soldiers, same way. I mean, people had an attitude that you went into the military because you couldn't find work anywhere else. I mean, that's the attitude people had. But here's the point I want to make. Both of us have independent brains. Both of us have the ability to think for ourselves. Now, Dell, after retiring himself in 2.5 years, realized that all of his friends were still working. Now, you think about that for a minute. I want you to think about that for a minute. Put yourself in Dell's shoes. He had been working in a job, 9 to 5. I mean, actually, when he tells the story, it's more like 9 to 7, 9 to 8. I mean, it's literally 60, 70-hour work weeks working in the health club industry. And then he discovered real estate, and he started buying real estate and started replacing his income. When he had enough passive income from the real estate that it paid him more than he earned in his job, he left the job. He didn't have to be in the job anymore. Now, he still did the professional bodybuilding because he loved it, but he was unemployed. What happens when you're unemployed? You have a lot of time on your hands. And this type of unemployment was kind of different than the kind of unemployment you might experience if your job lets you go. See, the kind of unemployment you might experience is the kind where your bills are still there, but you don't have any income to pay them. Dell was in a completely different boat. His bills were still there, but he had income to pay the bills. He was real estate retired, and he was a little bored. He was a little bit bored because he had all of this time on his hands. So what did he do? Well, he started formulating the foundation for Lifestyles Unlimited. And remember, we're all the way back in 1990, and Dell is trying to figure out a way to get all of his friends retired by doing what he had done to retire himself. He had used real estate to retire himself, and he had to figure out a way to teach other people how to do the same thing. And Lifestyles Unlimited, it was born. Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for 34 years. 34 successful years. We've outlived a lot of brand names. I mean, I hit you with a whole bunch of them, right? We've outlived Wet Seal. We've outlived Toys R Us. We've outlived Circuit City. We've outlived major brands in the United States of America that couldn't keep up with the demand from the people that would use their services. And ironically, Lifestyles Unlimited, we keep finding people like you that need our services. Now, you have to understand my backstory. My backstory was I was in the military for 27 years. I retired from the military after 27 years of service, earned a pension, but the pension didn't provide me enough passive income to cover my expenses. Like most military retirees, I had to get back into the workforce. So I went back into the workforce. And I'll tell you this, I didn't like it so much. My mindset was focused on being retired. Everything that I did in the United States Army was focused on obtaining that retirement for myself and my family. And then when I earned the retirement, it wasn't enough money for me to live off of. So I had to go back to work. So I took a job, and the job paid me enough money to stop the financial bleeding in my household, but it didn't meet my expectations for being retired because now I'm working again. So my psyche is like all blown up. And then I discover Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, and I check out Lifestyles Unlimited, and I'm trying to blow holes in the organization. I am a natural skeptic. I'm trying to blow holes in Lifestyles Unlimited, and I can't do it. Now think about it. In 2017, that's when I realized I had a financial problem and I needed help. And I turned to Lifestyles Unlimited for that help. 2017 was 7 years ago. I received the help that I needed in 2017, and I got myself retired completely in 2019. Thanks to what Del Walmsley did back in 1990 to establish the foundation, to establish the groundwork for Lifestyles Unlimited. I am the recipient of his hard work and effort. Everything that he did back in 1990 to set Lifestyles Unlimited into motion. And I'll tell you what, I'm a happy camper. Boy, am I a happy camper. Hey, when we come back from the break, I've got more information to share with you about Expo. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're talking about the success of Lifestyles Unlimited. And September is our anniversary month. It was September of 1990 when Del Walmsley created Lifestyles Unlimited. And I will tell you this, I am happy. I am very happy that he did it. And here's why. Upon becoming a Lifestyles Unlimited member in 2017, I went to work educating myself and then buying real estate assets while reworking existing real estate assets that I had in my portfolio that were not producing great rates of return. I did a full court press. I invested in multifamily assets. I reconfigured single family assets. I bought additional single family assets. I sold single family assets. I did everything that I needed to do to get myself to a place of retirement 2 years after becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm a member of what we call the Deuces Club. Now, you know, the Deuces Club is kind of an interesting club. It's made up of people that were able to follow Lifestyles Unlimited's roadmap and get it done in 2 years. Now, I'm going to tell you this about the Deuces Club. The members of the Deuces Club, they're really outliers. They really are. They either didn't need a whole lot in order to get themselves real estate retired, or they were gainfully employed and desperate to get it done. I fall in the second category. I do. I was desperate to get my retirement done because now think about it. I retired from the United States Army in March of 2014. On March 1st, I took off my uniform for the very last time, never having to put it on again. I was transferred from the active duty roles of the United States Army to the retired roles in the United States Army. My payroll went from, you know, what I used to make, which is paying allowances, basic pay and housing allowance and subsistence allowance. And then depending on where I was deployed, I may get combat pay or I may get other types of entitlements, yada, yada, yada. So all that stuff goes into my payroll. Well, when I retired, the Army still paid me, but they only paid me one third of what I used to make. Yeah, my retirement works out to be something around, I don't know, about 55, 56%, maybe 60% of my base pay when I was serving in the military. So think about it. Assume you have a household and it costs you, I'm going to use big numbers to just to make my point, okay? Let's say it costs you $100,000 to live, $100,000 per year to live. Now, that's a big number, but I'm going to make the math real easy. I made one third of that in retirement. So in other words, my income went from that $100,000 in retirement to about $33,000. That's a big sucking sound in your checking account, isn't it? Yeah, big lack of money going in there, right? And the problem I had was that my expenses were still what they were when I was serving on active duty. My house note, it didn't go down by two thirds. My insurance, it didn't go down by two thirds. My expenses of living, they certainly didn't go down by two thirds. See, what I had was I had an instant income problem because we had been living off of all of my income the entire time that we were serving the United States military. And then all of a sudden we entered into a period of retirement where there's no money. Well, there's some money, but there's not all the money that we need. So we survived because we had been doing what somebody else had told us to do. We've been paying off everything we could pay off in anticipation of retirement. So I had four vehicles in my driveway, one for each driver in the family, and one vehicle after another. I took the title down to my bank, took out a title loan, lived off of that bag of money until that bag of money ran out. That bag of money is very similar to what the bag of money will be like for you when you try and retire off of a bag of money in the future yourself, and you're praying that you don't run out of money. Well, here's the problem that I had. I ran out of money after the first vehicle. Money was gone, but the expenses were still there. So I took title number two down to the bank, had a bag of money, lived off of it while still looking for work. Not being very successful finding work, but looking nonetheless. So I run out of money again. What do? Go back to the bank, get more money, get another bag of money. And each time I'm doing this, I'm putting a note against an asset that I owned free and clear. So I'm putting debt onto an asset. And here's the thing about these assets. These assets are cars, they're vehicles. They're not income producing. I am not renting these vehicles out to anybody. So therefore, there's no income stream for these vehicles. All they're providing for me is a bag of money, which I'm using to live off of. And then I run out of money after vehicle number three. Fortunately for me, I had vehicle number four, right? So went down to the bank, got that bag of money, lived off of it. And guess what happened? That bag of money ran out too. Yeah. Are you noticing a trend here? The bag of money is not sufficient in retirement to sustain me at the lifestyle that I was trying to sustain myself at. As a result of that, I had a big problem. It was an income problem. I was trying to solve the income problem with a job, but I wasn't finding a job. So the money finally ran out after vehicle number four. And then I didn't have any more vehicles. I had leveraged everything that I had. No more vehicles to turn to. Oh, what are these things in my wallet? These little plastic things with numbers on them. Oh, they're called credit cards. And every one of the credit cards that I have has a cash advance feature to it, which means I had the ability to go down to my bank, pull out that piece of plastic, and get a bag of money in exchange for that piece of plastic. Fortunately for me, I landed a job. Just before I went to go get that big cash advance on the first credit card, I landed a job. Now, it wasn't the six-figure year job that I was trying to find, but it was a job that paid me enough money so that it would stop the financial bleeding in my household. So my new retirement plan was simply this: work until the age of 70. The new job had a pension component to it, so I'd get the military pension, I'd get the pension for the second job, and I'd be 70 years of age, so I could take maximum Social Security benefits. What could go wrong? Well, what went wrong was that I got tired of working. I really, in the back of my mind, wanted to be retired. I really didn't want to be working for 20 more years. I really just wanted to be retired. I wanted to be the way I am right now, which is fully retired. The only way I could accomplish that was to start putting into place all of the things that I had learned from the Lifestyles Unlimited roadmap, all of the information I had garnered from the mentors that I had worked with. What I needed to do was change the trajectory of my life. So I did it. I went to work putting the map into place. I went to work changing the trajectory of my life. I've made friends through real estate investment that I never thought possible before. I mean, that to me is a testimonial to Lifestyles Unlimited and what it does and how it does it. Because if I'm going to describe to you what it's like being a Lifestyles Unlimited member, I think I just did. I think I summed it all up. It's an amazing experience. It's an amazing experience to understand that you have a retirement problem. I mean, just accepting that notion is a huge obstacle you've got to get past. You have to accept the fact that you're failing with what you're doing now, that you need to do something different. So when you come to grips with that, when you accept that, that's like the first milestone of changing your life. And then you start learning, you start networking, you start meeting other people that are doing the same thing you're doing, or people that have already achieved the results that you want to achieve. And you have the opportunity to hang out with these people. You have the opportunity to pick their brain. You have the opportunity to get inside of their mind. You have the opportunity to make a friend and a colleague. And you know what? It doesn't matter what their background is. It doesn't matter what their race is, what their creed is, what their sex is, what their sexual preference is. None of that stuff matters. What matters is that they're a human being that had a retirement problem or currently have a retirement problem. Expo. What is Expo? Expo is this giant event that Lifestyles Unlimited holds every year. We have held Expo for every year that Lifestyles Unlimited has been in existence. All the way back to 1990, we have been holding an Expo event. And the Expo event that we're going to hold this year is going to be October 2nd through the 5th. It's going to be in Irving, Texas, which is located between Dallas and Fort Worth. As a matter of fact, where the event venue is, it's the Las Colinas Convention Center in Irving, Texas. It's literally right near Love Field, and it's right by Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. I mean, you can fly in, you can get an Uber, and you can go right to the venue event. There are hotels nearby. I think some of the hotels have sold out, but I think some of the other hotels that are adjacent to the venue still have rooms available. So there is still lodging available. What I want you to do is I want you to consider taking some time off of work and coming out to Expo. And here's why. I want you to connect with successful investors and industry experts. I want you to learn how to become real estate retired, regardless of your age. I want you to grow your network. I want you to grow your investor knowledge base. I want you to explore life-changing principles that will set you free. And I want you to leave with your personal roadmap to financial freedom. So you can get all that done at Expo. Expo is like speed dating for investing. We're going to have 5,000 like-minded individuals converging on that convention center. We're actually going to take over the Toyota Music Hall, which is adjacent to the Irving Convention Center, and we're going to do our keynote speaker event in there. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a couple of panel events that we think everybody needs to hear. One of them is going to be the Superwomen of Real Estate. These are women that are kicking men's butts when it comes to investing in real estate. And the reason we're showcasing these women is because, well, real estate tends to be a male-dominated industry. So we want women to understand that, you know what? It's really an even playing field. You just need to get on the field and you need to play a little bit. Yeah. So we're showcasing these women that have been there, done that, got the t-shirts. And you know what? They're multimillionaires. They're real estate retired. They're not worried about their futures. They're not worried about money. They're not worried about a lot of things because of what they have done as real estate investors. Now, some of these women are independent rental operators. In other words, they own multifamily assets all by themselves for themselves and their family. Others are lead investors, meaning they go out and they syndicate real estate opportunities to other Lifestyles Unlimited members, kind of like me. Others are passive investors. In other words, what they have done is they have worked with these lead investors and they have bought into their deals and they're making their money that way by not doing a darn thing. It's really a cool thing. Others are single family investors. They decided that the path to financial freedom for them would be to buy one house at a time. So they've bought enough houses to get themselves to a point that they're real estate retired. Pretty cool stuff, right? What else is going on at Expo? Well, I think the most important thing that occurs at Expo is networking. I do. I think it's the opportunity for you to walk up to somebody you don't even know. And I know that's a scary thought. That's a scary thought for some of you. But walk up to somebody you don't even know, extend your hand out and say, "Hi, my name's Al. I'm an aspiring lead investor." See, that's my speech. That's my introduction speech that I will use at Expo because I intend to wear my right arm out. I do. I intend to shake and meet so many hands that I have never shook or met before. It's my goal. It is my goal. As a matter of fact, I am looking at the schedule for Expo, and the Expo kicks off literally on Wednesday, October the 2nd. That is the first day of the Multifamily Masters Tour. In other words, you have an opportunity to go view multifamily apartment communities away from the venue location because we can't bring the apartment buildings to the venue. Does that make sense? So we got to take the people to the venue or to the apartment building. So we're going to go out and we're going to tour apartment buildings. Now, I've just been notified that the first day of the bus tour, it's all sold out, so it's not available. So I apologize for making that available to you, but I just found out literally that it's sold out. But you're in luck because the second day of the bus tour still has seats, and it's an opportunity for you to go and explore several different multifamily apartment communities, learn from the people that own them, learn from the mentors that are on your bus, learn from the people that are on your bus. I'm telling you, the entire thing is a networking opportunity. It will blow your mind. And then when you're done with the bus tour, you're going to have a debrief with Del Walmsley. He's going to talk about all the properties that you visited, and they're going to talk about how they made money. They're going to open up the books. They're going to show you all the financials. They're going to give you everything that you need. And then Expo kicks off Thursday afternoon at 4:30 p.m., we have a welcome reception. That welcome reception runs for 2.5 hours. Why does it run for 2.5 hours? Because it's an opportunity to network. To network. You have to network. Yes, those of you that don't like to network, it's really not that hard. It's actually kind of fun. And you'll eventually meet somebody that you really like, and it'll make the whole networking thing very, very easy. Now, Expo continues on Friday, October the 4th. We're going to have breakout sessions. We're going to have a networking lunch. We're going to have keynote speakers. We're going to have all kinds of things going on to include a networking event in the evening that kicks off at 6:30, and it ends whenever you get tired of networking. Yeah, so from 6:30 until you get tired, that's your networking opportunity. And then on Saturday, more breakout sessions, a networking lunch, followed by more breakout sessions, followed by a multifamily investor mixer that runs from 3 to 6:30 p.m. That's 3.5 more hours of dedicated networking time. Why are we offering so much networking time? Because our members have said, we want more time. We do what we do specifically to meet the needs and requirements of the members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and by the way, if you're not a member of Lifestyles Unlimited right now, not a problem. You can come to Expo, and while you're at Expo, we're going to give you an opportunity to become a member. What it does for those of you that are not members is it really gives you an opportunity to come in and kick our tires. kick our tires and see if we're everything that we say that we are. And I'm here to tell you, we are. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for the expo, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.